You would vote for Hillary Clinton instead of actually like Bernie Sanders or something like that, man.
I'm gonna write in Hillary Clinton.
Whoa.
So she, yeah,
Really?
I stand with her. Welcome to episode 10, the real episode 10 of the Mothers I Learned From podcast. Well, it's double.
All fingers work.
All fingers. Next time, next episode, you won't have enough fingers, dude.
So, well, I have toes. I always have toes.
Okay, once we get to episode 21, then you're fucked.
Yeah, but there are special kind of people that have extra digits. Ever
maybe,
heard of that?
Maybe we'll invite somebody on the 21st episode with 20, like...
Yeah, like my elementary school friend, Carlo's little sister, Carla. Who had an extra thumb.
An extra thumb? How does that
right
even
here.
Work?
It was attached to her thumb. Just, like, hanging off of there. And guess who else had that motherfucking thing? My uncle.
Whoa.
But it got cut off.
I've never seen anybody with it, and you know it, too.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of pathetic of you, man. I guess I just know more different people than you.
I gotta start...
I guess I really try to be...
Meeting diverse
cultural
people.
Cultural competency is really important. Yeah, I mean, it is. It is. And you're ignoring that part of life, and I feel sorry for you, man.
You need to start meeting people with mutations, dude.
You don't call them mutants. That's literally like racism 101. You can't say the word mutants, bro. You need to go to a cultural sensitivity class is what you need to do.
Oh, man. This isn't the X-Men universe.
Seeing someone with like a slight, not even a disability, just like a slight difference and being like, oh, a mutant.
Sorry, we don't serve mutants.
Just seeing someone with like a hearing someone say, oh yeah, I have like a deviated septum, and you start going, ah. You know,
yeah, like, dude,
it's because they were so scared of Mystique when they were watching the X-Men movie. She was scary as hell in that movie. If someone was born blue, I'd be so scared because they're sad all the
have
time.
You seen the guys who like turn blue, like that old guy
blue
who looks
man
like
group?
No, because they have like a...
They turn blue to deliver a beautiful performance of drums.
Have you ever seen the Blue Man Group, like, in person? Like,
I think you have, right?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I kind of want to.
I have that memory. Yeah, do they even perform still? Do you ever know when they, like, change, like, their band members?
Well, they're all the same.
Or is it, like... What do you... That's racist too, bro. Oh my god. You literally have to stop this shit. You're saying all blue people are the same?
It's the same four blue guys, dude. It's the Blue Man Group.
Oh, you're right. I forgot it was singular man. You're right. It is just four of them. Probably using mirrors or something, man. Do they play drums like bongos or drums like sticks?
I don't know. I know they do like color shows and shit.
Some fucking culturally aware person you are, man. You don't even know shit that they do. You think they do steel drums?
I don't think I would go to a Blue Man Group steel drum performance. I don't know if I would feel comfortable.
Because you're assuming they're white under all that blue?
No, they're clearly just blue. What do you... They're born that way, dude. Once again, they're mutants.
They're mutants. Do you think it's cultural appropriation for blue people? What culture do blue people have, man? Just drums?
Just drums, you know? Yeah. They love the Smurfs.
I wish there was a... Oh, yeah, they probably do love the Smurfs. Probably their great aunts and uncles. They probably go back to Smurf Village every year and say, hi, guys.
They probably really like Neil Patrick Harris, you know?
Yeah, because he was the only guy that was nice to them in those fucking movies. And then he got the ginger lady from
Glee
to like them, too. If you think about it, Smurfs are really disgusting.
Smurfs definitely are disgusting.
I'm Team Gargamel, honestly.
For real, dude. Shout out Gargamel.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, he's a normal guy, and they're like, what are they doing? They're trying to live peacefully, but they're so distracting that you have to kill them. And eat them or whatever.
Without Gargamel, there's no Smurfette.
That's true. That is the lore. Rose, a practicing Smurf.
I keep up with the Smurf wiki, dude.
If I type in Smurfette on your Google search, what will autofill?
Smurfette creation, Smurfette Gargamel, Smurfette real.
How to create the Smurfette? How to create Smurfette in real life?
Smurfette potion. All the
Smurfette powder making kit. Smurfette science.
It. And then Smurfette costume.
Dude, you gotta have
Smurfette costume, blue body paint. next episode, I'll be in full Smurfette.
Men-sized Smurf Smurfette costume.
Dude, the Halloween episode.
I'm Gargamel.
Whoa.
Is Gargamel, so she's like Gargamel's daughter.
I don't know. I guess he created her, so I don't know.
Why did he create more of the thing he wants to destroy? You're the one who knows the lore, bro. You brought it up.
I don't.
So Gargamel's kind of a mom, if you think about it.
For real, dude.
Yeah, a single parent is a mom.
Mm-hmm. Very mom energy.
No matter the freaking gender.
No matter, exactly.
Yeah. But she betrayed him, if you think about it. She left him for freaking Smurf Village.
I mean, who wouldn't want to live in Smurf Village, dude? Top five villages.
Imagine creating life. That's true, man. Living in a mushroom, gotta be freaking epic.
It goes.
I'm not a biggest mushroom fan.
Minecraft Village? That's two.
Like, just any of them?
Oh, yeah. No, specifically the sand ones.
Sand ones? Why is that the best one?
Because I like going on the beach. I like settling on a beach in Minecraft.
You do? We didn't discuss that when we had our Minecraft.
We were close
to the water.
We were close to the water. And we were close to the beach.
Yeah, but we were on a mountain. I would prefer to be near the swamp.
Swamp? I think the swamp is the ugliest.
That's fucked up.
Actually, no. I think jungle is the ugliest.
It's like the bayou, bro. Did you see that video?
You do notoriously love the bayou. With your Bourbon Street.
Oh my god, I literally have a Bourbon Street sign and I love the bayou. And I've never been, but I know I would fit in perfectly. And I could speak Creole or Cajun or whatever.
What were you going to say? Creole? It's Creole, yeah.
I podna fodded. In my podna fodded.
In YouTube Shorts, I've been getting so many crab boil videos.
I love crab boil.
12-pound crab, 5-pound garlic, 8-pound paprika.
I only ever get one guy.
Yeah, it's just.
It is always.
It's just like pounds of random.
Yes, yes, Lord.
I think guy. So. I think it's. I always get the like white old Cajun guy.
Oh, I get a black guy, and he's like probably mid 30s to 40. He's really cool, and he has his own paprika, smoked paprika. He always uses. It's important, man, for color, I imagine, but also taste because the smoke.
But it's like pounds and pounds of just like.
Yeah, man, that's what you need for a crab boil. You need that flavor. What do you know about crab boil flavor?
Oh, shit, dude, he spin it out.
Yeah, man. Hold on. Now. That.
So,
is that good?
That was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I think if... But there was... You know that guy who does, like, the Chinese accents or voices or whatever and then goes into, like, a restaurant... He did one with Cajun. He did like he went to Louisiana.
I thought you meant like
I didn't watch.
You meant like he does like a racist like Chinese accent and goes to Chinese. I was like, whoa!
I couldn't think of the word for language. And we did that joke before. It was all I had on the mind. But he did one with Cajun, and I said, "There's like some old guy in the thumbnail going like mouth agape, like
some Mr. Beast ass, you know,
white." White boy breaks out perfect Cajun.
I do fuck with Cajun fries.
Yeah, like from Five Guys.
Five Guys, they're decent, but There's like a...
Where else do you
there's
get...
A, there's like a crab place near me, and they have like good, pretty good Cajun fries.
Are you a crab guy?
Not necessarily. Crab is okay.
And you pull, and then you, and then you pull out your pinchers. Like, yes.
They I'm give a you like guy. A little bib, right?
I don't know. I've never been to a crab boil. I want to. Why are you assuming? Just because I'm so.
Just because you're into in Bourbon Street and Bayou, I thought you
in
were
in touch with my French Quarter. I would love to visit
France, dude. France land.
Not France. It's actually. I have been pretty into France lately, and it's kind of embarrassing.
But why? What happened? Was it the Olympics? Like
No, it was like, I'm like looking at the beach in the south of France, and I'm like, damn.
What cities are in the south of France?
Cannes, the one from the movie.
Oh, Raising Cannes?
Raising Cannes?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude, they're freaking built. They're building one in Daly City. Are you excited to try the canes?
I just had it today. That's why I said Raising Cane's, because I was thinking about it. There's one like two.
Wait, it's built?
Yeah, well, the one near me is built.
But I heard the chicken was weak, and honestly, okay. Everything was weak except for the sauce. But you like Texas toast a lot.
I do. I'm a big Texas toast.
What does the sauce taste like? Peppery, mayo-y, you know?
I think it's... I saw...
You don't know?
No, I saw a short of a guy making it, and it was like mayo, pepper, salt.
I did see it. I also saw a video of a guy making it because I follow him. Shout out Cho Fu Cho or something like that, I think his name is.
I like that. I've been watching so many of his videos.
Really?
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Let's see where he talks about if it's valid or not. Something interesting happened to you recently? You got a fun anecdote or something?
Oh, I was going to ask you about Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. I went to Disneyland.
How was your Disneyland adventure?
Okay, let me start with the lineup. Me, pretty much the main character, Mickey Mouse. Let's do... And I'll, like, do a character that aligns with each person. Okay, me, Mickey Mouse. My mom. I don't know. A dog barked. I don't know. Maybe... What's my mom? Mrs. Disney.
Oh shit, dude. Then, Mrs. The classic Mrs. Disney?
Yeah. You ever watch the Mrs. Disney movie?
Dude, I fucking love Mrs. Disney.
My siblings, Chip and Dale. And then my brother-in-law. I don't know. Aladdin. I don't know. Fucking cares, man.
You're the one who wanted to. You're the one who wanted to make the Disney character comparisons.
Dude. I kind of ran out of gas, man. I'm not doing too well right now. I'm not feeling confident in my performance. All right, and I'm not feeling confident in your performance either. Honestly,
there are five people, and you just have to name five characters, and one of them just isn't real.
Mrs. Disney.
No, Aladdin. Who the fuck is Aladdin?
Aladdin.
Yeah, that's the only one who's not real.
Nah, dude. He's got his own movie. He dates Jafar. Yeah.
Aladdin.
Okay, who's the cutest Disney character?
And
I'll tell you what's the truth.
What's the truth? The cutest Disney character is the genie from Aladdin, because he's so funny.
Robin Williams? No, because it makes you so sad when you think about how he hung himself in a closet or something, in a hotel closet. But he does represent SF low-key.
Because of the hanging stuff?
So that's pretty valid. My dad, whenever I was growing up, my dad was like, it's my dream to live in Robin Williams' house.
That's
the only way he'd move back to the city.
It's a pretty specific dream.
Bro, I don't know, man. It was just like one of those rich SF houses, man.
It's valid. It's true. But what's the true answer? Who's the cutest Disney character?
Goofy's son, Max.
Goofy's son, Max? From a Goofy movie?
Yeah, because nothing's... Okay, think about it. He skateboards. He listens to dope music.
He goes to the X Games.
He loves... loves the coolest shit. He goes to the X Games.
He loves the coolest
adventure
shit.
Adventure with his dad, and he learns to love his dad. Because you're like, you relate to that. You watch that, and you're like, oh, man, when I was 16, I didn't appreciate my parents enough. And fucking by the end of this
game... When was the first time you watched the Goofy movie?
The first time I watched the Goofy movie?
When I was 18?
Probably back in, I think, when it came out. So, like, 2000 whatever. So, 2006 or whatever. And I think I was 34.
Damn, bro.
What if I was freaking hella old and I was at the end of my Benjamin Button life?
You're progressively looking younger and younger.
Yeah, and I'm at the end of my Benjamin Button life. Are you sad as shit?
I would be sad. I would be sad as shit if you were Ben Button, dude. If you were Benji Button.
I have like 10 years left in me, man, for Christ. Actually, I'll be baby before How does
Benjamin Button work?
Does he die as a baby, or does
he compress down?
Does he like go full circle? Does he know exactly when he's gonna die? Because it's like, yeah, like this many years till I'm a
exactly.
Baby.
If he is born at 90, does he know he has 90 years, or is it like fluctuate?
And he was an old looking baby, so is he gonna look like a tall baby?
I never watched the movie.
I don't remember how it went. I remember Angelina. No, not Angelina. Brad Pitt. Yeah, and a few others. And honestly, dude, I wish Brad was a cooler guy, because honestly, kind of sexy, honestly.
He is a shitty guy, though. Very shitty guy.
Yeah, but have you seen it? I watched Meet Joe Black the other day, and he was... he spoke in patois. He's like a grim reaper, and he's like, everything's gonna be irie to like an old Jamaican lady.
It's fucked up.
And then I put it together, and I'm like, irie is all right. Have I done this before on the podcast?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but I watched it like a month ago, so I don't know. But I went to Disneyland, and guess what?
I went on
the Tower of Terror, which is now the
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I liked it better before, much better before.
You're old Disney type of guy.
I hate all this. I'm not even an old head like that, man. I'm not like some Disney conservative. All right, DOC.
The DOC?
Or DizCon or whatever.
DizCon? Yeah,
DizCon. I'm not a DizCon. I'm there for a nostalgic experience, and they're there to freaking constantly change shit to make it more marketable, and I'm not fucking with that, man.
Just go on Pirates of the Caribbean.
And guess what? There were too many. Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's also my favorite. That's a good choice. That's my favorite.
Guess what? Went on it 2 times.
Fast pass it, or whatever the shit is. Genie.
It costs $30 a day per person. That's crazy.
That sucks.
And it's called the Lightning Lane now.
Oh, Lightning Lane. Double L.
Yeah, dumbass shit. I hate that shit, man. Makes me angry. And
makes me go berserk.
California Screaming is now in Incredicoaster.
Oh, yeah. That one's kind of ass.
What? That's a fun one. What?
It's not that.
There's a bitch. He doesn't like going fast.
No, it's just kind of lame. Oh, kinda
I bet
lame.
You cried, bro.
I did not cry.
How's it lame?
I don't know. There's just like two.
I bet you.
I didn't cry.
I bet you sat next. I bet you had to sit next to your. Is that not gonna interrupt the recording?
No.
It's not.
No.
Will they even get the effect? Because I don't think they'll hear the disconnected sound. Will they?
I don't know. I'll put it in there.
I don't know how to keep a conversation if you just leave. It took me back a sec, and I was like, what? I don't understand how it's still recording if you leave either, man, but I'm not going to get into the freaking... The semantics of the freaking recording shit, man. You're honestly the techier of us, bro, and I hate to admit that.
The tech guy.
You can tell by your squarer glasses.
I'm the guy in the chair, dude.
Don't demean yourself like that. You could be a hero like me. could honestly be a hero yourself, man, if you weren't so
thanks, man. To
freaking charity. Yeah. I mean, that's what heroes do, man. They uplift.
I'm getting that feeling, dude. I'm pretty uplifted.
What kind of hero would I be?
You froze on my screen, and you're doing this with your glasses.
I did that face on purpose.
And just like two of your teeth were showing, and it was like the craziest visual.
Odd. Do you think I only have two teeth?
It looked like you only had two teeth at that point.
I promise I have more than two teeth, man. I got them all back after I lost all my baby teeth.
I can see them now.
I swear all my teeth grew back.
Are they all real, though? Depth.
Bro, don't ask if I have veneers, man. You know me. You know
me. Let me see your canines, dude.
I got my wisdom teeth removed, though.
Oh.
Only like
three. So he's not natty. He's not natty.
I am natty, bro. I had to deal with that pain. I was on the couch watching freaking Netflix for 2 days, eating yogurt and shit, man. I went through that, and you would never deal with that struggle because
I'm natty, and you're not natty. You have a wider jaw than me. You're not natty.
You have a wider jaw than me, I think, and that's why. I have more space, like freaking Freddie Mercury, bro.
And that's why I'm 10 times the singer you are, dude. I'm the voice of this group.
I'm not confident what your most talented, what you at your best. I don't think I know what that sounds like. Me at my best, I'm fucking breaking records, bro. I'm freaking glass. I didn't pick my nose. I just flicked it because it was itchy.
It paused, so it looked like you were there for a while, dude.
Don't even try to trick me with that pause shit, man. Pause. You know when someone does something sus and you have to say pause, bro. Mm-hmm. When one of your boys does something that's acting sus and you have to say pause. That's crazy. Wait, what? Did I do something sus?
Rahul, if you're still sleeping, wake up.
Rahul, it's us. Your dad is—he's alive, but he needs you.
He needs your help.
Run into his room. He needs your help. He's outside, Rahul. He's in the sewers. Go to him.
Rahul, your brother. It's your brother. Wake up. He needs your help.
It's your brother. Shahil, I think his name is.
Yeah.
I had a class with him. I think I had algebra 2 with him.
And now he needs help with his algebra homework.
And he needs it, and I can't help him because I got a C+ in that class.
I don't remember.
I think I got a B-.
I think I also got a B- in algebra 2.
I really let Mr. Bush down, though.
I got an A,
and then I got an A on a test, and he's like, are you going to keep that going? And I was like, hell yeah, man.
You did it.
I got a D the next time.
Oh, man. That sucks.
And I was like, I let him down, and he was mad at me because I kept talking to Derek Morimoto on the couch after class, and he's like, are you done, man? And I'm like, yeah, I guess.
So he gave us, like, for finite, he gave us a page to just do, like, math, like, problems. And we finished it was me, mm-hmm. Davey, and Matthew Pasuzic. And we finished the first, like, the front of the page. And we thought that was it. So we started playing cards in the middle of class. And he comes up to us and he's like, boys, have you done the whole paper? And we go, yeah. And he goes up to us and he flips every one of the papers. And it's clear that we didn't do the back. And We got so embarrassed. We were so disappointed in ourselves.
Yeah, man, you should be.
Tough
you
to let
him down.
Tough to let like him I down.
Because we had more of like a father and son thing going on, me and Mr. Bush.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get it, man. Like being like on the fringe of just being a consistently bad student, but like showing some
promise.
Kind of potential. Yeah, that kind of made you your like the son.
Having a story arc in his class.
Exactly. If you go through a journey, exactly. They'll start to be parental with you. And I'm like, for me, who, you know, didn't always have consistent love, that's very much welcome.
Yeah, dude. If you're either consistently good or consistently bad, dude, he's not going to. But you went through your ups and downs with him, man.
Constructive criticism is not something I got. It was mostly just criticism. So as soon as I get a little bit of that, And I'm like, oh, can I go home with you?
Can you please be my dad?
Yeah, he never let me. Can you please be my dad and can you take care of me, actually? And he never let me.
You've never been to his house?
No. Well, you've been to his house? That sounded like you've been to his house.
I've never been to his house either. But,
yeah. Yeah, because that would be a weird claim to make. I mean,
I want...
What, 16-year-old me?
I was, 17.
Does that make it better?
No, I was stating the fact.
It's a weird thing that you went to his house. I like it, man. I like him, and this is heartbreaking to hear, man, but...
I've never been to his house. Nothing is heartbreaking if nothing has happened.
Does my shirt look cool?
Stand up.
Huh?
Stand up. No. I'm just kidding. Looks nice.
Rude as fuck. Really?
Yeah, it looks nice. I like... What is it?
Do I look cool?
What does your shirt say? What is it?
It's like I want you to circle back after I get this do I look cool question, but yeah, it's like my sibling gave it to me a long time ago. It was like their shirt, and it's like J.R.R. Tolkien, like the Lord of the Rings guy. See?
Doesn't come out on camera.
It's like... the back of my shirt.
TheHobbit.com?
See the website? It's like a link.
To TheHobbit.com.
Link is an elf.
Link is an elf. Also...
And Link is an elf, which is in The Hobbit.
He's also a member of Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah, and also, he has the funniest fucking takes when they eat that nasty-ass ethnic food, bro.
That nasty-ass ethnic food is crazy.
Yeah, because think about it. Like, they're the standard. Being from North Carolina is as normal as you can be. And then they try something, like, from Peru, and they're like, what the hell? What the hell? And it's like, and then mythical Chef Josh is like, and, like, nobody cares, bro. Go back.
Fuck me.
Yeah, I know too much about the Good Mythical Morning staff, low-key. But that just shows you that...
Name as many staff members as you can, including Link's dad.
Rhett, Link, Link's dad, Rhett's dad, Link's mom, Rhett's mom, Josh, Mythical Chef Josh. The skinny guy, that's also in the kitchen show, the short Asian one, I think she's Latina, the Latina one, the Persian one, dude, I know a lot of their ethnicities. I don't know why.
Yeah, but you don't know their names.
Kind of how I identify people. I mean, if you think about it, it's the most culturally competent way of knowing people. If you really think about
really
it for a second.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've been thinking of doing, like, camming, if you're into that. If you'd like to do, like, a duo.
Like Twitch streaming?
No, like camming. Like, for money and stuff. I guess that's Twitch streaming as well, but it's a little more NSFW. Or we can do some SFW stuff, but it still has to be a little...
Some SFW stuff.
Yeah, but still 18 plus, please.
What are your projections? What do you want to make?
Projections? I haven't really done all the simulations or whatever. Oh, simulation of that sounds so awesome. Oh, simulation of me camming. Just thinking about camming.
Oh.
I'm looking at myself in the webcam, and I think I found
you
my
got it, dude. I think you got it.
Do I look cool?
What kind of content do you want to make?
What kind of content do I make? I think, mostly belly button play.
like putting stuff in or taking stuff out?
Well, both, obviously. I mean, you can't do one without the other. I might get a stomach ache.
like water and stuff?
Or like baby carrots and stuff like that.
See how many you can shove in? Just angle them.
Ew, bro. Not more than three, bro. Come on. That'd be bunny ass.
We should.
I do it with a mini marshmallow.
We should do an entire episode where we just have just marshmallows in our mouths, and they're just like over the course of the episode, it just becomes more and more gross.
We do. I'm telling you, we've been talking about this since the beginning. Do a no video mukbang video where we're just like everybody's listening to us just. Some people are into that.
And yeah,
we
dude,
might tap into we the might, market with that.
Dude, we might find our niche, dude.
I think I'm starting to think that we should be super famous, honestly.
Yeah, I think that's how we get the it.
Best opinions.
Yeah, we have yeah. Well, so many valid like, opinions.
We do have so many valid opinions. Like, ask me about anything. Go.
What are your thoughts on gun control?
I think I would like a whole artillery of, like, the biggest guns, just because I feel kind of small. Like, I'm only 5'5", so I feel kind of, like, worthless sometimes. Like, I look in the mirror, and I, like, look up, and I wish I could see my head when I look up. And I feel so jealous of all the tall people, and I think that if I had a gun, it would make me feel as tall as them, because I could shoot their kneecaps, and, like, I don't know, they wouldn't be able to walk, and so I'd kind of be taller than them. Obviously, like, some people are too tall, and it's like, who needs them? So that's another use for the guns.
Duh.
Yeah. So is that correct?
That's the correct opinion, I think. I think most people will relate to that.
All right, let me shoot one back at you. Okay. What do you think of Disneyland?
I think Disneyland...
The dome.
The dome? Right. I think Disneyland should be... destroyed. I think we should take that land, we should give it back to the city of Anaheim, and we should build maybe two or three more baseball stadiums. I think people love baseball way more than they love Disney, man. I'm thinking
what, for like minor league teams?
No, just one team. They switch every game, you know.
Two stadiums for one team?
Yeah, give it to the Angels.
Why do they need this?
Give it to the Angels. You know, Angels in the Outfield, goated movie.
Wait, but then there'd be no. Would we have to go to Florida?
No. In this scenario, Florida is gone. It's a part of South.
Tokyo or France?
We can go to Tokyo, but France is also gone in this scenario.
Actually, when I was in Disneyland. Okay, well, I don't mean to. There's too much ethnicity talk here going on, but I went to Disneyland.
I mean, that's the point of the show.
People, I'm like, and I'm just thinking, like, I guess this must be part of their California trip, but they have Disneyland.
Yeah,
and
man.
I think it seems cooler.
I think it would. I think it is cooler.
It's like a franchise over there, so they have like better shit. Apparently,
did she go?
No. I don't know anybody that's been to Tokyo except for my mom's cousin, who went with her family recently.
So we should go to
Tokyo. I forget her name though.
We should go to Tokyo. Take this podcast on the road.
Oh, dude, you gotta start making money, man. Your marketing major really, our ad major really has to kick in here, man. We gotta
start making money.
You gotta buy a billboard.
Do you want to listen to the opinions of two 22-year-old recent graduates?
I am not 22 yet, man.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Old head.
His birthday isn't until November.
Don't out me. And I get what you're thinking. A Scorpio, really?
What if it's at the end of November though?
Not at the end of November, but it was supposed to be.
You were early?
I was born a little premature, but I feel like most people were, man. Nobody comes out as planned.
Some people come out late, dude.
That's true.
Where would we put this MILF billboard? Would we put it...
What's, like, the best place with, like, the best city? Because, like, we already conquered the Bay pretty
much. The Bay. We have everybody in the Bay, you know, bumping our podcast already.
We already conquered Concord.
Yeah. We're moving our way. We should move our way.
Milwaukee.
Oh! When he reads your mind. When he knows you wanted to go to Milwaukee for vacation.
Okay, cheeseheads. Yeah, we're coming.
Cheeseheads.
More like. Think about it. What goes better together than your mom and a little bit of cheese?
Exactly.
Actually, my mom doesn't like cheese. I made her a burger earlier and she got no cheese on it.
But the Milwaukee moms love cheese.
That's probably true unless they're like lactose intolerant. Or maybe they might even take lactate just to enjoy it.
They could.
Sacrifice their bodies. Because if you think about it, moms sacrifice their bodies every day.
Every single day. And we should appreciate them.
Every single damn day. Maybe even every minute.
Maybe more. Yeah, we should, man. Than we think they do.
Whoa. I've never even thought about that once. Not even. Usually I'm just like, I always think that I do things appropriately. If anything, I'm trying to stop myself from doing too much.
I think you should do more.
You ever be doing too much?
No. I'm doing every day I do the right amount.
I just said that and you kind of went against me. Why are you better than me?
Well, because I, you know, the right amount for me is different than the right amount for you.
If I was a girl, would my hair be long or short?
I think if you were a girl, you'd get a pixie cut. You seem like a pixie cut girl.
That's so cute. Oh, my God. I watched Girl Interrupted recently and Winona Ryder had a pixie cut.
Was it valid?
And I was like,
was it a good pixie cut?
Well, she was supposed to kind of look messed up because she was, like, in a, like, a mental place. I don't know. What are they called? What is, like, the... What's proper nomenclature on that shit? Like a mental ward kind of thing. It was like the 60s, so it probably called something different then. Yeah. But she kind of looked really skinny, and I was like,
ugh. You went, ugh.
She had, like, her side profile mm-hmm. was like four fingers wide.
That's insane. How is that even possible?
And she wasn't even the one with the skinny disease or whatever it's called. What's the skinny disease called? Like bulimia?
Yeah,
or something?
Bulimia.
That shit honestly makes me.
Or is that the eating disorder? Or is that the same thing?
Yeah, I'm eating disorder. Even when I order some delicious burger.
Yeah, I'm eating disorder.
What did I? I went to the river yesterday. Or 2 days ago.
You went to the river? What'd you do in the river? Did you go rafting? Whitewater rafting?
I went on a canoe and a paddle board.
That's it.
I'm hearing like a really strange sound out my window. It should be a dog, but it sounds like not.
I can hear the dog.
Okay. It's definitely a dog, but at first it sounded like, oh.
No, I can hear the dog.
But not in a dog way.
Maybe a dog is chasing something.
Don't try to. Okay, no, it's definitely a dog. It might be my dog. he kind of barks a lot. But I went to the river, mm-hmm. and I fell off the paddle board, and I lost my glasses for a sec, and then I step on them in the water and I get them. So honestly, that's Jesus saves me.
That's a Jesus one time, saves me. One time during the summer, I think I was 9. No, I had to be older. I was probably 10 or 11. I went to Raging Waters, the greatest water park of all time. It's now called Cali Bunga.
Really?
Yeah, they shut it down after COVID, and then they just brought it back up, and now it's called Cali Bunga. Kind of a lame name.
It's
kind of
dumb.
Yeah. Should still be called Raging Waters. Cool. But I was on the lazy river at Raging Waters, and I was having a blast.
That's disgusting. I love the lazy river.
The lazy river is great. You could just sit there in the little tube and just go.
I've done that exact thing.
But it's disgusting.
I was probably there the same damn time. It is disgusting. I just think of the South Park episode. I'm like, dang. Much piss.
But in Raging Waters, they also had like the waterfall in the little, what's it called? The little lazy river.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I would always take my glasses off when I went swimming, obviously. But for some reason this time I kept them on, And I always liked going into the waterfall, like hitting my head on the waterfall. And this time my glasses just slipped off of my head. And I think they landed somewhere at the bottom of the lazy river, but I was already like fucking
me. You're on the move, man.
I was already like
caught in the tide
or dozens of like people away from the point where I lost my glasses before I even noticed
in the lazy river.
Right? Yeah, dude. And it was disgusting. Going backwards in the lazy river. And so it was sad. I'd lost my glasses and I had to go to El Torito afterwards and I couldn't see my order. I had to get close up to the menu because I didn't have my glasses. I lost them.
Oh, dude. Couldn't even see your food, man.
And I think it was around my birthday too. So. Because I got a cake at El Torito, but.
That's such a sad story, man.
Yeah, man.
Lionel's glasses never worn.
I wonder.
Fell into the lazy river.
If anybody. I don't know. They were pretty bad glasses. They were kind of sharp. I wonder if anybody got cut.
That's a real possibility. Were they like glass glasses or like plastic?
I think they were glass glasses.
That was my first pair of glasses too. A little wire frame.
Yeah.
Glass.
The skinny ass wire frames.
Yeah, man. And you look like a nerd. You look like a damn nerd.
Exactly.
I remember in like third grade, I was making fun of my friend Mel Ray. I was like, "Damn, bro, your glasses make you look lame." Next year,
got glasses.
Suddenly, I'm in the nerd life.
You got what
and
was
it chose me, man. The nerd life chose
the
me.
Geek life chose me.
Life. Yeah, and then I was watching How to Be Nerd by Ryan Higa every day, and I was like. I gotta study this now. And that's lame as shit, man. Because he gets beat up by the gangsta.
And you started reading comic books.
I could never watch How to Be Gangsta or How to Be any of the other ones. I don't remember. How to Be Ninja?
I think
that was one.
There's a bunch of offensive.
And nowadays, things. kids would probably think that means Fortnite guy.
No. You can't make... Ryan Higa.
You even remember Big and Incredible Green Ball?
You can't make Ryan Higa videos today, dude.
Can't, man. He'd have to go and buy a different name.
He Twitch streams now, dude. He plays Minecraft on Twitch.
Is Minecraft? I thought he played like League of Legends style games. Is that racist? I don't know. I think I was pretty sure about that.
I think he does.
And
yeah.
I watched his...
Draw My Life,
and I was
I always wanted to do a Draw My Life, but I wasn't famous enough or had an interesting life at that point.
Yeah, nobody would give a shit. Nobody gives a shit. And like, you're also like 8. So
Who gives a fuck about a 10-year-old's Draw My Life?
Bro wanted to draw his life in the middle of his Draw My Life story, bro. What the hell?
Not even, dude. That's the beginning of people's Draw My Life story.
No, they usually start at birth, bro. Clearly, this dude has not watched enough Draw My Lives, because I watched all of them, I think. Even the ones I didn't care about. Fucking Toby Turner, fucking Jenna Marbles, bro, all of them.
You cared about the Toby Turner one.
No, I don't, dude. I was never into Toe Busters, man.
You watched the Tyler Oakley one, dude? Orange.
I did, man. Even though I wasn't sure about, you know... I wasn't sure about it then, just because I don't know. I think I was insecure. I don't know.
You watched the Joey Graceffa one? I'm just gonna name like random old YouTubers.
I did watch all of them, man. But you're going in a with a theme here. So are you gonna stay in that theme or?
I don't know. You watched the Swoozy Draw My Life. Swoozy Draw. Yeah. You don't remember Swoozy, dude? He did like animation videos.
Damn. I don't give a fuck about animation video. I watched fucking Newgrounds, bro. That was my animation videos. Shout out Ego Factor and Oni NG and Psychic Pebbles, bro.
I used to watch...
That was me, because I was a little edgier than the average kid, probably. It was the only way to escape my home life, man. Oh, no.
I watched...
No, Grandma, I don't want tacos today.
I'd watch... what's
that
it called?
Literally my...
Lego stop motion videos. Those were my favorite.
I watched that, but only when I was a little ass kid, man. Because I watched like the Star Wars ones.
Oh yeah, the Star Wars.
Or like the SpongeBob ones are the ones I watched SpongeBob. The main. Did you ever watch the SpongeBob videos where it was animated and it was like Japanese SpongeBob or something like that.
Or I might have.
He was like, and he had like a military, maybe it was like Chinese SpongeBob or something like that. It was some sort of like racist play on SpongeBob with like some sort of Asian people. And it was weird. It was weird, but I was really into it. And I really liked this Soulja Boy lip sync with like, it was like the Mario TV show. That it was, they were like lip syncing, like, ooh, crank that Soulja Boy. Ooh, crank
that Soulja Boy. Oh, I remember that one.
Super Mario. And it was Mario.
I think I remember that one. On Equals 3, dude.
Okay, well, I watched the OG. I didn't even have to hear about it on Equals 3.
Man. I heard about it from from Ray William Johnson, dude.
I was early adopting. I was the OG.
You're the OG.
I was in a rush to be. I was one of those kids that wanted to be a millennial because I wanted to be like part of that conversation.
Mustache. You wanted to be the mustache bacon guy.
They weren't cringy yet. To me, they were just the teenagers.
Exactly.
So I was like, oh man, I want to be that so bad.
Are we the cringy ones yet, dude?
No, I think Gen Alpha. What's the oldest Gen Alpha?
Give us like 2 years, and we'll be like the cringy ones.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty cool. I don't think I'm going to get there.
I meant like our generation of people. Yeah.
I know. But like, how do you get cooler from where we are? Like millennials are annoying because they have like, I don't know, annoying takes on stuff. Yeah. Like they like annoying things.
Like Harry Potter.
And I like, what do I like? Yeah, like Harry Potter and shit. They have, their interests are like lame and they care about them more than anything else. And it's like, come on, man. Care about people. Me? I love you, Lionel. He's shocked. Not just yawning.
No, I was yawning.
Why? Because I bore you so damn much?
A little bit. Not even a little bit, a lot, I think.
Okay, be honest. Do I look cute? Hot, sexy, or cool today?
That's like the scale. Starting at cute.
That's just like you have. No. So it's just one of the answers.
It goes from cute, it's multiple hot, choice, sexy, and cool. What's the last one?
No. It's like what you feel most confident in is as the best answer.
Just but what are the options? What are the options?
Cute, hot, okay, you can come up with your own adjective if you really feel the need to.
Oh, okay,
like,
okay.
I gave
okay.
you pretty, I feel like I gave you pretty apt adjectives.
You are nice.
Yeah, man. I was going to say you're looking sexy today, but yeah.
Thank you. So you see, nice. we each complimented each other today.
But yours was kind of weak sauce.
No, I mean, everybody wants to be nice.
Mine was awesome sauce and yours
was nice. Mine was lay epic. And
yeah, dude. You're used to being weak sauce, though, so I guess I should expect it, honestly.
No, dude.
He's shaking his head.
I'm usually awesome.
Nah. Awesome sauce? Epic bacon, bro?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of...
If you...
Millennial Narwhals? Lingo. I'm thebomb.com.
Potato?
Dude.
Oh, that was a classic, man. I had my friend Jack in middle school used to always say that. Thebomb.com. He wore these white pants one day, and it was really an awful. And I remember that started my hatred for white pants.
I think white pants is always a bad look.
It is always a bad look, and it never works. Unless it does, dude. And sometimes it can't. White jeans is when it never works. Sometimes you wear, like, white sweatpants, and you see it on a person, and yeah. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. In baseball pants.
Or, like, white shorts.
Fine. White shorts are
not
fine.
For casual wear. When I was George Washington in middle school, I wore white baseball pants.
You were George Washington? Is that the main character?
Yeah, man.
You got the lead, dude?
Oh, shit. I did get the lead, bro, but I think it was random.
No, I don't play down your skills, dude. You were an actor.
I guess Mrs. Jimenez really must have fucked with me, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And I was like, thank you. And she knew my cousin Bianca, too.
Never mind, dude. Nepotism higher over here.
No, dude.
He was nepotism George Washington over here, dude.
They were friends,
so many other kids that didn't have people who knew your teacher, dude, and didn't get the role, that who were much more talented, and they had to work twice as hard.
I can tell you the way I figured it out, but it's actually really tragic.
Aw.
Yeah, bro, now you feel like an asshole, man, and it wasn't a nepotism hire. She didn't even know that I knew. I just figured it out because of a story she shared, and I'm like, wait, my cousin Bianca was involved in that. And I'm not going to go into more detail. But, yeah, she was pretty cool. And I said, onward for freedom.
Onward ass. I was given a pretty shitty role in the Gold Rush play I was in. And then,
yeah, well, you're a prospector?
Yeah, I had, like, one line. But then I'd worked so hard, unlike, you know, this nepotism hire over here, that I was given a better role in the middle of rehearsals, dude. They gave me a better role because they thought I was good.
What'd you get, two lines?
No, I got one really, really long line. I got like a monologue.
And did you even do a good job?
Yeah, of course I did. I killed that shit, dude. I was good at memorizing lines.
I don't even believe that shit, honestly, man.
I'm sure my dad has it recorded, dude. It came out natural as fuck, dude. An agent came up to me afterwards.
You sound like a tryhard. You kind of sound like a tryhard.
No,
nobody's
dude.
Nobody's going to scout your ass.
A talent agent got to me afterwards, dude. He was like, you have it.
It felt bad. It felt bad.
And then I turned it down because I'm like, no, I want a humble life. I want to... I'm not...
You didn't have that.
I was like, I know.
When you were a kid, bro.
I know I'm gonna be.
Worked with Dan.
I was like, I know I'm gonna be a big star if I do this, but you know, I want to pursue more things than just acting. You know, I want to work up and become good at stuff. I'm just naturally good at this.
God. Bro thinks he's Vin Staples or something, bro. You are not that guy, bro. You are not. You have no.
You
are not.
You have not seen my acting.
I got picked out of a fucking class of 30, bro. I got picked out of class of 30, bro. And I got George Washington, bro. At the Battle of Trenton.
New Jersey?
You're not that guy, man. You don't... Yeah.
How many lines did you have? How many lines did you have?
I had, like, a big monologue. It wasn't that long of a thing, honestly.
What was the play called? What was the play called?
It wasn't a play, man. I was acting out of the scene, like the painting. Do you know the painting where they're on the boat, George Washington?
Oh, the one with LeBron James has like the United States flag, and he's like in Paris, and he's like.
Hey, pretty close, honestly, man. I don't think I would have been the right fit for LeBron James if
he
did that. But
well, in ours, there was. There was a Japanese character, and there was no Japanese kids in the play, and so the wardrobe was very racist, incredibly racist. Like, it's crazy that like a 30-year-old like director had that outfit.
What kind of production were you working with, man?
It was It was my fourth grade production of The Gold Rush. Yeah.
It was like an actual play? Was everybody had to be in it?
Well, no, just the top actors of the school. No, it was just the kids in our grade. Yeah. Everybody had to be in it.
What was your name of the character? You were the Japanese guy?
No, I wasn't the racist
You're
guy.
You're like, please give me the Japanese guy. Please give me the Japanese guy. You're so confident in your accent.
I had a whole accent planned and everything. I think the kid did an accent.
Watch Karate Kid 2.
I think whoever got the role did an accent, and looking back, it was crazy.
I probably would have too. As a little kid, you're just not aware of that shit. You're just like,
you just think you can do
dang.
It. Huh?
Yeah, I would be, when I was a little kid, my mom told me this. I would like, whenever I would be on the bus with her or something, I would always like point out the ethnicities of people because it was just like I would prove that I knew.
And then when we rode the bus, you did the same thing.
No.
Like a
I
couple
do feel
months.
like I do that too much sometimes. Like a little unnecessary sometimes. Just, I don't know. I can't help but acknowledge because I want
Decade.
equity, is
It's
my
because
thing,
you're
man. I
an
want to
empath,
create a
dude.
world where everybody equity.
You want to
Exactly,
feel
man.
other
I care
people's
about
experiences, and you know this is the way to connect them.
Exactly, man. I need to feel what they've been through, man. So obviously that includes your ethnicity, man. A prime indicator. And you know, I wish it wasn't. I wish we lived in a world that was fair to everyone, but we don't,
It's
man.
not, and we don't.
And that's why
Hillary
I'm taking
Clinton.
over, man.
That's why I am voting for Hillary Clinton.
So you're okay with some sort of centrist woman, but you draw the line at a black and Indian woman? You're saying no, yes on Hillary, no on Kamala, man.
Hillary Clinton. I am voting
Casey Neistat.
for
Yep,
Hillary
you're in.
Clinton. I don't know, dude. Did he retire?
Did he retire, man? I remember every time his wife was in a video, I would always think, they're not happy, man. I know they're not happy as a couple.
How old are you, like 12?
Probably younger when I started, man, but I'm telling you, man, I mean, I don't identify as an empath or anything, but I got a good read on these
You could
things,
feel
man.
it, dude. You could
I
feel
just.
it.
She did have like a sour expression, and I was always like, yeah, Casey Neistat's definitely an asshole, like you can tell. And like, yeah,
That's
just
true.
not fun being a couple, I imagine. Especially Casey Neistat.
I mean,
Would you
he's.
date Casey Neistat for the.
No. For the cloud, no.
What? Not even give this podcast a boost, man?
Oh, dude.
Not
Oh,
even
I didn't hear
take.
that part. For the sake of the podcast, I date anyone, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. List them off.
Bill
I'll.
Cosby. He's
Yeah.
dead. He's dead, right?
No, he's still alive.
Okay.
I
Is
chatted
he?
with. Yeah.
You chatted with Bill
No.
Cosby?
I said I was.
Would you date
Somebody else thought he was dead.
Sneeko, bro?
For the sake
Would
of
you
the
date
podcast, yeah.
Sneeko?
Yes. I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah, I probably would too.
For the sake of the podcast, dude. For us to blow up for the clout?
Yeah, I mean it's everything, man. You gotta sack. You can't blame people for trying to make money and trying to make
Exactly,
a good
dude.
life for themselves, man.
Like, we
It's
need
just
our.
it's the only way we can survive.
We need to go on the streets. We need our Hawk Tua moment. We need our, you know, we just need to be found, but we need to be discovered, you
Yeah, dude. We should just walk around San Francisco
know?
and just TikTok people walk up to us and then
Exactly.
we do something wacky.
Yeah.
And what's like a good thing
I
we
mean,
could do?
on our
Like just
college
walk around.
campus, there were we I've seen multiple times TikTok people.
Yeah, I always got scared. Fair did it one time, like when I was with her, and I just had to wait on the side as she was like doing this interview, and she was like, "I hope they pick me," and I'm like, "Amber,
Did they?
it's a vicious thing, man. Freaking fame.
Did you see the TikTok she
It
was
puts
in?
you in a very. No, I don't think she made it, man. I don't think she made the cut. Her answers weren't fire enough."
Didn't produce content, man.
It was like, what's your favorite TikTok sound? And I think Fair just said like a song or something. And
Damn.
I was and then she asked me the question and I was like, oh, I like the one where it's like SpongeBob in Spanish.
I like the
He's
one
like,
where it goes, oh no.
mataste? Pues no más. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's funny. What's yours, the hawk paw?
My favorite TikTok sound? I don't know. The
The
coconut
hawkfall,
sound.
like Kamala Harris.
Man. Whatever
I
sound
think
is
you just.
under the Kevin Durant edits and like the
Oh, dude, those are. I'm starting to get into. Oh man, you know what kind of TikToks I got a lot of today? Not
What?
that I'm on TikTok that much. I really didn't. I'm really not. I got like top five Charles Barkley moments alive. That's
That's
awesome, bro.
do
Oh
your
my
best
God.
Charles Barkley impression, dude. That's terrible.
Look like Shrek Jack. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Something like that. I don't know, dude. I'm not good at accents, man.
Behind the scenes, you're great at accents.
That's not even true, man. But it was really funny. And he,
I mean, you're not good at
with fucking Ernie. He's talking with Ernie or something. And he's like, "Yeah, I was using those little hotel soaps, and I almost lost it." And I said to start bringing my own big soaps into the hotel.
It's insane.
It was so funny, dude.
He has a beef against the San Antonio women, dude. He thinks they're...
Well, he said he forgave them because he tried the churros. And he's like, "Damn, those churros are good. I get it now." Okay, between us, who's the Shaq? Who's the Charles? Okay.
It's a good dynamic. I think I'm the Charles, you're the Shaq.
I knew it, dude. I knew that too, and I get it, man.
Yeah, it fits. Honestly, it fits, dude. I'm the Charles Barkley.
It does fit.
Nah.
Yeah, and nobody wants to be Ernie, bro. But he is cool.
Ernie's valid, dude.
He's valid, but he doesn't have the funny moments like that, man. There's not as many top five Ernie moments.
See, we didn't even bring up Kenny the Jet Smith.
I don't even know the other guy.
That's who nobody even brings up, dude. Kenny the Jet Smith.
Few and far between are like the really funny moments. Like, how often are they just talking about basketball in like a whatever kind of way? Or are they always funny?
They're always funny. They're literally always funny.
That's sick. That's what I wanted, but I wasn't sure. I was like, maybe I need to get into this shit. Not watch basketball.
It's the last season. It's going to be the last season of it, too. It's going to end this season.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
After I just decided to get into it?
Yeah. Like,
dude, I swear I'm not even an early adopter like I claim to be, man.
You can get on the last dance, dude. This is the last dance moment.
Yeah, that's true. I also got any sports shit, man. I haven't gotten sports till recently, I think. I think UFC was kind of my gateway, and then I was kind of like, you know what? I get it. It's kind of beautiful what they're doing out there. Yeah, and, yeah, man. And now I basically am freaking an athlete myself.
Exactly, dude. And do you watch the Olympics?
I told you, we talked about it. I did watch the Olympics, man. I watched a lot of diving. I watched gymnastics, all of women's gymnastics. Yeah, it was fire.
It was fire.
But I've been trying to get myself all summer to go to a boxing gym, but I'm going to go as soon as I feel fine, because I went to the river yesterday and I'm really sore. No, 2 days ago, but I'm still kind of sore. God damn.
I bought a boxing bag, dude. I've been doing boxing. Self-taught boxer.
You don't even know the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of it all, dude.
Yeah, I do, bro. I watched the YouTube videos from Olympic bronze medalists, dude.
You did bronze medalists?
I don't know what his name is. Bro. I don't know.
Okay, bro. Show me your best combo.
The number 2, from Raising Cane's.
Which one is that? Number 2 Raising Cane's meal? Biggie bag?
It's the 4-piece with the Texas toast and the fries.
I'm scared.
Shove it.
Middle finger. I went to Disneyland. I was driving back, and I was really trying to feel it. I was like, damn, this is my SoCal ass life. I went to the bathroom, and I was like, damn, do you think they think I'm from SoCal right now? And my sister was like, yeah.
Damn. You're SoCal life.
I have SoCal swag. I'll be honest. I have SoCal swag.
You're giving off SoCal right now.
Yeah, man. Do I? Do I give off SoCal?
You give off.
Get me?
New England.
Bro.
Is you give off genuine? Philadelphia.
Billy? John? Do I look like a John right now?
Yeah. You look like a Jack.
Nah, man. I look like a Jack, dude, yeah. Not even a John.
Not even a John.
I'm about to eat this John.
I can eat see your John. Your poster back there.
Bro, why are you saying this to me, right?
Your one flew
it's
over
the mirror reflection.
Cuckoo's Nest poster.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Kind of old. My poster rotation has changed. Do I genuinely give off Philly swag?
Philly swag, dude? Look at you, dude. That's Philly swag right there.
I don't give off East Coast at all, I think, man. I'm a West Coast purebred, bro. Both my freaking parents are from San Francisco, man. You're born in fucking St. Mary's Hospital, bro. Well, I don't know. I think that was just my mom, actually. Shout out the mission. The outer mission, actually.
Shout out
really.
The mission.
Shout out. That's family, man. Your dad's from Daly City, man. And your mom, not even originally from the Bay, bro.
But I still give off West Coast, bro.
Do
says
you even know
says the Philly vibes, right? Dude.
I don't have Philly vibes, man. You have New Mexico vibes, bro.
Bro is racist.
Not even, bro. Albuquerque, where you're from. Send your ass back to Albuquerque, bro.
Fuck it, dude. Give me New Mexico.
Nah, bro. You're from Flagstaff, ass, bro.
It's
from
not
fucking
a,
160
New Mexico.
Degree weather, bro. The soles of your fucking feet.
It's
are
in Arizona,
off,
isn't it?
Bro. Oh yeah, Arizona. Same shit, dude. Arizona, New Mexico, really, same shit.
Bitch ass.
I don't know any other cities from New Mexico. Sorry to disrespect your home.
Santa America. Fe.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Area 51.
Yeah, bro, you are from fucking
Roswell,
Area 51, bro. Freak ass. Fucking Mars ass. You're probably from Mars.
Thank you for listening to the last episode of.
The bro thinks he represents California and shit. Nah, bro represents Jupiter, where men are stupider. Sorry, someone had to say it. I don't have Philly swag, bro.
It's honestly breaking my heart. The more you talk, the more
figured. Yeah, but. Think about it.
Okay.
Think about it. If I break your heart, that just, if you survive this, what doesn't kill you simply makes you stronger.
How many aura points do I get, dude?
You get right now you get minus 800, but if you recover from this, plus 1,000.
So I net 200.
Oh my god, that's minus a billion aura for trying to make it some business shit, bro. You fucking corporation scum. You fucking honestly disappoint me, man.
Forgive me for trying to give off West Coast vibes here.
Yeah, you don't, man. Give off bitch coast vibes, which is honestly sad, man.
Which is the East Coast.
I honestly feel bad for you.
Which is why you give off.
That
Philly.
Is. Plus two. Aura.
Dude lost aura giving out aura.
I'm done with this aura shit. It's cringy. Whatever, man. Yeah. I want to. It's hard to be ironic and also not just be participating in those kind of competitions.
Yeah.
At a certain point, like, am I a man or a Muppet? You know what I mean?
Valid.
Yeah. Would you rather be a man or a Muppet?
A Muppet. Muppets are immortal.
I don't think that's true, man. Jim Henson died.
He wasn't a Muppet. He was a man.
But he was the voice of Kermit. He sang fucking Rainbow Connection, man. Best.
Probably. And there's been more Muppets movies since he's died. Which means the Muppets are immortal.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
It's as much as you can say without us getting copyrighted.
No, man. Well, it would be copyrighted because of how accurate I'm saying it.
They're going to flag us.
Lyrics,
for this,
I know. Thank you for listening, if you did. I don't know. Tell your friends and family if they're interested. and shove it down their throats if you have to. I think we would appreciate it, and if you care what we think, you should do it, because you are your friend, our friends, if you are listening.
Yeah. And find us a MILF.
If you don't, we might hurt ourselves.
We might. Honestly, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, nothing super serious.
No, nothing like, too bad. Might stub my toe.
I might just, like, I wouldn't hurt another person, but I might, like,
never
hurt myself in front of a person. Just, which is emotionally damaging, but we don't really care about that because, you know, physical is what matters at the end of the day. Anyways, thank you. Good night. Sorry the last episode uploaded cut out at a weird sentence pause. Because it did. But you're asleep by then, so who cares?
Exactly. And if you're still listening, go wake up, dude.
If you're still awake, go to sleep. Or go into your computer and buy whatever you can buy on Amazon because you need to support big businesses.
And send it to us.
They're the ones that are really struggling.
Our P.O. box is...
Oh, I would love that, actually. Oh, my address is 8675-2222 Street. Bye.
Goodbye.